You're listening to the Fantasy FC podcast,
brought to you by Sky Sports.
Right, I really enjoy listening to Joey Barton talk about football. Here he is talking about the best players he's played with.
This is my best 11, best players I've played with. You know, I've been very fortunate to play in front of a load of great goalkeepers, you know, Dave Seaman, J-Mo, Shay Given, you know, but I think the one who had the most influence on me, you know, my younger formative years at Man City, you know, Peter Schmeichel came in and he was a huge, huge influence in and around the dressing room, huge for a young player who'd watched, you know, someone who was the best in the world. I always remember the goal on the training ground. He wouldn't let any balls in the back of the net. He was kind of OCD about it, and if anyone put any balls in, he would get really irate and frustrated because he said, I don't have any balls in there on a Saturday, so I'm not going to have any in during the week. I remember Pete was getting a massage one day, and I went and sat in the physio room, and I'd been playing really well for the reserves. I'd had about 8, 9, 10 games or something on the spin where I played really well, and as a young kid, your form kind of fluctuates, and you think, well, kind of do a bad game. And I remember saying to me, how are you doing? How are you playing? I was, yeah, I'm doing really well. He said, well, you should be kicking on, knocking on the first team door then, shouldn't you? I said, well, you know, I'm not far away, but, you know, I'm expecting a bad game. You know, usually 1 in 10, I'll have a little bit of an iffy game. It's like, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, young player, kind of inconsistent sometimes. And he said, bad game? He said, I haven't had a bad game in 12 years. He said, I've made mistakes. I've made the odd mistake. He said, but I've not played a bad game in 12 years. That just stuck me. I was like, wow, that is the mindset of someone who gets to be the best goalkeeper in the world. You know, whether that was the reality of it, you'd have to ask his teammates over the course of them 12 years whether he had another bad game or not, but he certainly believed that. And, you know, phenomenal mindset, and, you know, the mindset of a winner. I'm going to go 3-4-3, mainly on the fact that the great Ajax sides down the years played it, and also I played with some really good centre-halves, and mainly I played with some really good centre-forwards. So to get three of them in the team, I had to compromise, and unfortunately, you know, the full-backs miss out. The mainstay at my centre-half position has to be Richard Dunn. I think a player who, you know, very, very underrated player. Very, you know, from the outside, because he was kind of big, and they used to call him the Dunny Monster, I think, at the City fans, you know, because he was such a big size, but really, really good footballer. You know, he'd come from positions and get tackles in that would win you games, and because of his nature, and he's quite quiet and reserved off the pitch, he didn't really get the headlines, I don't think. That probably other players got, and if he was English, he would have got a lot more plaudits and would have been a lot more of a bigger you know, name in the game. But everyone who's played with him, you know, the Irish fans, I mean, he's a living legend. The second centre-half I would have to go for is his partner alongside him at City, Sylvain Distan. We probably didn't realise how good he was until he left. You know, Sylvain had everything, you know, all left-footed, good in the air, good on the ball, great athlete, great competitor, great professional, great trainer. And in between them in the three, I would have to go for Colaccini. He struggled in his first year at Newcastle when I was there, but ferocious character. The year we got promoted and then the year back in the Premier League, I thought he was outstanding for us after overcoming initially a very, very tough start to his Newcastle career. It was the hardest part for me was the midfield four. It was always going to be a very, very offensive midfielder because I'd always kind of been the water carrier in there a little bit, or the defensive midfielder, you know, whatever we get called these days, the dog, some people will call them, maybe it was that. But I'd always kind of given somebody the artistic interpretation to get forward and get goals. I can't get away from Kevin Nolan, you know, great human being. The best captain I think I've played for, good friend of mine, but somebody who scored a ridiculous amount of goals in the Premier League from midfield and never got an England cap. Keeps it very simple, knows his strengths, knows what he's about, and, you know, he was at the fulcrum, you know, as our captain at Newcastle, you know, not only on the pitch but off the pitch, and, you know, making us a great team. And, you know, any team I'd pick, I'd want a character like Nobby in there. Right in midfield, I have to go Sean Wright Phillips. For 18-month period, obviously me and Wright were in, he's a year above me, but he was in the youth team above me. And I remember him coming through and making it, you know, making it, getting in the first team and thinking, well, if Wright, you can do it, I can do it. Just had a phenomenal spell for City. I mean, ridiculous at one stage, you know, he would literally just shoot from anywhere, and it was going in top corner, he was scoring against everyone, you know, everything he touched turned to gold. Left midfield, again, another position I really, really struggle with. Ben Arthur, thought Newcastle had so much ability. Steve McManaman, I probably wouldn't have played him on the left. I'd have probably asked Wrighty to play out of position. But Andre Ayew at Marseille, you know, scored a number of goals, and we're now seeing that at Swansea in the Premier League. Who'd been put in left midfield? Left midfield and centre midfield, I'm struggling with. I've got the forwards nailed down. Everyone usually struggles with the forwards, but I'm not. Do you know what I'm going to go for? And it's going to sound mad just to get him in the team. This is going to be so unbalanced as a team. I've got to put Ali Benavia in there. He was unbelievable. He took them off virtually single-handedly that year. I think I'm going to have to ask Ali to play on the left. And he'll hate me for doing that, but he can come in and get in the pocket. So I'll put Benavia on the left and have to put someone in who's going to defend. I'm going to go Butty, Nicky Butt. Really, really good in the dressing room in terms of, you know, he was very quick to pull people in line if they weren't doing it properly, but equally would use a lot of humour as well. And Butty had a great World Cup as well, which you'd have to put him in on the back of it. You know, he played that role, the holding midfielder in the World Cup. Need some medals in there, and Butty had a load of them, so we'll lash him in. Right, onto the front three. This is the one that, this would cause me a lot of turmoil in terms of I've played with so many good strikers. The one that has to go in, he used to pick me up, and before I drove, he used to pick me up and give me a lift to training. So I always remember I was being in bed, and sometimes if my alarm clock didn't go off, and I'd get the door, I'd get chapped, and it'd be Robbie Fowler, and he'd be waking me up and get me out of bed. And we just become really good pals in terms of, you know, the way he looked after me and took me under his wing, and just the cleanest striker of a football I've ever seen, the most gifted finisher I've ever seen. You know, he was capable of everything. You know, bending it, striking it, whipping it, dinking it, everything you could think of, he could find a way into the net. And I've never seen anything like it before, and I don't think I'll ever see anything like it again. I'd have to put Andy Cole in there. I have to put Coley in there, just for the amount I learnt off him. I just pick his brain in terms of how strikers moved, where they kind of won it. So Coley's got to go in there, just because of the amount of Premier League goals he got, really. Then who do I put in? Jamie Mackey will probably be on the phone to me, having a pop at me, saying he should be in there, but he shouldn't be anywhere near it. Andy Cole. I'm going to have to go on Elcher. I have to go on Elcher, just on sheer ability. And number of Premier League goals, you know, and I'd have to go for them. I've got to leave some good players out. It's so difficult to do. I should have come in and just done a team of lads who were good on a night out, good lads in the dressing room. It would have been easier. You wouldn't have to leave all the top players out then. But yeah, I mean, look around it. You've got a few you can hang your hat on. Got a few Mavericks in there who can win you the game. Probably not the most balanced of team. I probably wouldn't want to stand on the touchline and manage it. You'd be pulling your hair out. You'd either be winning 5-0 or getting beat 5-0.
Right, Ian, time for your 1 to 11. How difficult was this?
Yeah, it was pretty difficult because many players have played with fantastic ability and unfortunately have to leave top quality players out.
All right, let's start in goal.
Yeah, for me, it was always going to be a difficult one. I haven't played with Shay Given, played with him in the Irish team, and one of the best goalkeepers, Paul Robinson, another good one that has played for England. But for me, I think at the time, the way he was playing, Nigel Martin, he was it was pretty amazing.
What separated him from the other goalies you just mentioned? Because they're top draw goalies as well.
Yeah, it was just, as a defender, you need someone that is going to be vocal behind, but also he was quite calming as well. And a really, really good guy, and played some of the best football he did for Leeds. Obviously played with England as well, so he's one of the best.
First £1 million goalie.
Right.
1989.
Good knowledge, Maris. Who's your right back?
Have to look after the uncle. Yeah. Uncle Gary.
You're going to put Uncle Gary?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to put
Uncle Gary. Why is it Uncle Gary?
Got Uncle Gary. Yeah.
And is that just for family reasons, or did you rate him?
Yeah, Kells was unbelievable. He used to have always difficult games up against someone like Ryan Giggs, but great ability going forward as well. And I know that he picked me, so I have to look after him.
No, he's a good player.
Yeah. And he can river dance on a limo as well.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your left back? Are we going left back?
Yeah, we'll go left back.
Left back, yeah. I'm not going to put myself in, but
Think about it?
I was having a think about it, but someone that I probably would have put a right back, I think he's got to be in my team, is someone like Dennis Irwin.
Yeah, top draw. Steady Eddie, eh?
Yeah, he was consistent, 7-8 every game. Played for the Irish team, even when he played for Manchester United. With both feet, you could play him at left back, at right back, and great ability.
Always interesting. And as good as you at free kicks as well.
He was pretty amazing at free kicks.
Who would you have your
I'd say him.
But interesting, a right-footed player playing left-back.
Yeah. No, he was... Dennis. Dennis was... Yeah. Have you played against him?
Yeah, loads of times. Loads of times, yeah.
Did you have any joy against him?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, okay. No, he's got a few goals against you.
No,
he's top-draw player.
OK,
centre-backs. Centre-backs, probably one of the best centre-halves I've ever played with. He was plagued with injuries. Players that are going to miss out, someone like Lucas Radebe, I think he was pretty amazing. But someone like Jonathan Woodgate, he was I think one of the best centre halves. And as I say, he got too many injuries and went to Real Madrid and played for England.
He went to Real Madrid. I mean, so that tells you everything, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, brilliant.
Yeah, he was one of the best. I think if he was fit, he probably would have been better than Rio, but unfortunately had too many injuries. And great lad as well in the dressing room.
Yeah, I met him a few weeks ago. Great lad.
And good ball
player
as well, wasn't
he? Yeah. I remember Thierry knocked it by him at Elland Road once before, and of course Thierry was pretty quick.
Yeah.
and Woody kept up with him and knocked over a corner. So he was one of the best, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have to put Rio Ferdinand in. Yeah. When we signed him from West Ham for 18 million, although he was only there for a year, he was...
Is that all he was there for?
I think he was only there for a year.
Wow.
And then he moved on to Manchester United.
I thought he was
one of probably the best centre-halves that has played in the English game. And, it was a pretty special team at Leeds then, and great to be part of.
When you had a corner and you were taking it, the Leeds fans would chant, Rio. Was your job to always stick it on his head? I think we've got this happening.
You're always trying to put it into an area that was away at Liverpool, and was pretty special because I was a massive Liverpool fan, and obviously when you're going down onto the pitch, you'd always touch the crest. And it was special times at Leeds United then. It was just sad that what has happened over the last 10 years.
Definitely. And 18 million is a lot of money then, wasn't it?
Oh.
Especially for a centre-back as well. Did that make any difference when he came into the squad?
He came in, the lads made him feel welcome, and he slotted in quite well. And it was just one of the lads.
And sold him for 30.
That's it. Yeah.
Top player.
Yeah.
All right, what formation are we playing?
4-4-2. Okay. Hard walking. Can't beat the 4-4-2, can you?
Leicester.
That's it, there you go.
Leicester.
Of course, yeah.
Old school, everybody knows their job. So we go right back first.
Right wing, sorry.
Right,
we'll put in Lee Bowyer.
Yeah.
Lee Bowyer, he's you can play him in centre midfield, but he's a grafter.
Cool, not many,
Yeah, he'll do a shift for you on the right wing, so.
Yeah. How talented was he?
Yeah, he was fantastic. I didn't have a car at the time, and Bowyer used to come and pick me up when I was in digs and take me to training and games as well, so I got on pretty well with him. On days off, we used to go carp fishing, so pretty special, eh?
I don't know what's worse.
Bowling or carp fishing?
I'm looking forward to Tim being bowling now. Who was the better fisherman, you or Bowyer?
No, definitely Bowyer. I just went there just to, as you say, go to relax. Players go nowadays to have a game of golf. But Bowyer used to like go and do a bit of carp fishing, so he asked me one day, and it was the first and last time I went.
Second most bookings in Premier League history, isn't he? So, yeah, calm fishing and then less so on the
storm
pitch.
Yeah, aggressive. Yeah. Yeah.
Where are we going now? We're going left wing.
Left wing, my roommate when I was at Leeds. One of, between himself and Ryan Giggs, I think probably the best left winger that has probably played in England for a long, long time. It's got to be someone like Harry Kewell. I was good on very... Got on very well with Harry, and he was unstoppable in his day. Of course, he moved from Leeds and went to Liverpool and got a few injuries, and it kind of didn't go as well as he would have hoped. But he was a fantastic player and scored some unbelievable goals.
Can you confirm a story that Don Matteo told us about the fact he bought a leather jacket in Rome, and then...
I know, I did see Dom mention that when he was on the show. I don't know too much about the jacket, whether it was 20 grand or not, but I wouldn't have thought H would have done that, but, yeah.
He didn't send it
top
back.
Player, though, top
yeah,
player.
Top player, yeah.
All right, the engine room.
Yeah. Engine room, for me, it's been difficult picking some fantastic players. David Batty have played alongside.
Yeah, top player.
For me... Someone that has played with me in the Irish team, the captain, Roy Keane. Mm. He was we played against Holland at Lansdowne Road, and I think Roy smashed into Mark Overmars within 2 minutes of the game, and that kind of set the tone for all the lads to know that we're in a game. And thankfully, we went on to win that game 1-0 against the Dutch. And
tell me about it.
Yeah, it was a he was a physical player and just hates losing.
I've asked this question before and been mocked by most. Were you a little bit scared of Roy Keane?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
See, it's a good question.
He means scared like he wouldn't go out on the pitch scared. That's what he means, scared.
No,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. No. He's saying, I wouldn't go out and play against him that scared. Okay.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, here's a story for you. We played against we were playing against Manchester United on a Saturday, and we were away on international duty. Obviously, we'd had a few drinks and went back to the hotel bar. And Roy was in there at the time, so I went up and said, Roy, do you want a drink? And he said, no, I'm fine. He says, Hearty, when we play the weekend, I'm going to smash you. So I said to the guy, cancel that drink, I'm off.
See, I would be scared.
No, that is, yeah.
Who's next to Roy?
For me, adds a bit of flair, a bit of grit in the midfield as well, but Olivier Dacour, he was...
How good was this lad?
He was yeah? Amazing, yeah. We signed him from Everton, and he was amazing ability, yeah.
What's he up to now?
No idea, but he was a great player as well, as I say.
Yeah,
within a young group of lads, someone like him who was experienced to help us young lads along as well. So it was good.
It's good, and it's a good balance, that midfield. Yeah, some people come on and it's very attacking.
Yeah.
There's balance
like
there.
Like Joey's too.
Exactly,
All out attack.
Yeah, all out. And then we've got 2.5 minutes, I think, for two centre-forwards.
Right, OK. For me, I've got to put in Mark Viduka.
Yeah, one of my favourite players is. I want him on the show.
Obviously played with Tony Eboa, Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank. Going to miss out, but...
Who could kick the ball harder between Jimmy and Tony?
Jimmy was ridiculous. The power he could put behind the ball, but...
Because Eboa could hit it as well.
Yeah, Well, he could, but for me, for Dukes, when we played at Elland Road against Liverpool...
I just think that's what a 10-year-old would ask, wouldn't it?
No, but they're the two greatest strikers of a ball. That volley, Eboa against Liverpool.
Yeah, no, it is a goal.
And Wimbledon.
Yeah. Wimbledon.
Another good question, Merce.
Yeah.
You're just upset about the bowling.
Yeah, Viduka, top player, one of my favourite players, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And last, I was thinking someone like Shane Long. Shane Long, I've played with him at Reading. Great ability. He'll walk his socks off, but he can't leave out my Irish buddy. Robbie Keane.
I was going to say, thank God you said Robbie Keane.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, if you left him out, I would be shocked.
Yeah, Robbie was brilliant. Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. What a career he's had and still playing.
Great brain. Yeah. And still playing and still top draw in America as well.
That's it. No, it's a hard-working side.
Do you know he's the world-leading active player playing now in world football? Wow. International scorer.
Yeah.
Scoring goals.
That's it. Well, he obviously looks after himself and that's why he's still playing today. Yeah.
There are some stories doing the round, people saying that he shouldn't go to the Euros this year.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I think he should, but I just wonder what you thought.
Well, it's not up to us.
The people saying, you know, it's a debate whether he starts, isn't he?
Whether he starts, but you know that if there's ever an opportunity or someone like him coming off the bench, he'll score a goal. That's
he's
it.
Ireland.
Leading
he's
goal scorer as well. Yeah, of course.
You
he's got to be the fourth name
kids,
on the sheet.
You've got to have experience. Yeah. You know, you can't just send a load of kids to a tournament, no way.
No, I totally agree.
I think Robbie's great around the dressing room, and whether he's playing or not, but the lads be feeding off his experience as well, so you've got to have him fourth name on the sheet.
And your captain?
For me, Roy, I think. Born leader on the pitch, and definitely I'd have him as the captain. Yeah.
Okay, that's quality.
Brilliant.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ian Hart's one to 11.
Cheers. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football FC.
For other podcasts you might enjoy, head to skysports.com/podcast.